Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do not drink any alcoholic beverages. Do not eat butter, margarine, oils, lard, or fat of any kind. Do not eat fried foods. Do not eat bread. Do not eat bananas, grapes, watermelon, or any fruits other than grapefruit or cantaloupe. Do not eat spaghetti or macaroni of any kind. Do not eat pizza.
Yeah.
Do not eat popcorn, potato chips, or pretzels. Do not eat puddings or custards. Do not eat ice cream, frozen custard, or frozen yogurt. Do not eat cookies, pies, cakes, pancakes, waffles, or any baked goods. Do not eat chocolate, caramel, fudge, nougat, nuts.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, baby.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, getting all set here to play meal or no meal, or as they call it in the British version, who ate it?
Oh, it's based on the old British game show.
Yes, I mean,
who ate it?
Well, it was really Rob's idea. We should call it meal or no meal, and then I find out that it's been stolen, that name, from another show.
Well, you know.
I have no idea what show, but we're playing really who ate it, and the game could not be simpler, and that's why it's going to work very well with our listening audience.
I'll tell you where I stole it from.
Where'd you steal it from?
All Things Considered.
Oh, yes. Wonderful show. Are you ready to play meal or no meal?
Mike, I am.
All right, this is the way this game works. So you call in, get on the line, and all you have to do is guess who ate what. I will. I've got the pile of all the food, not actually cooked food, but I've got the papers
with
the menus that have been written down by each member of our fine crew here, Rob and Buzz and Joe and myself. You have to tell me who ate it when I mention the food item, and then I'm going to hand, after I get each one, I'm going to give these to you, Rob, so you can shuffle them up so we don't have any particular order.
I have a good idea, I think.
What's that?
Is that if they get three in a row correct, we'll declare them a winner.
Should we give them a Thanksgiving turkey? Should we give it a nice Thanksgiving dinner with all the fixings?
No.
Should we get that fella Emeril Lagasse to make them one of those Cajun birds?
They get Rob's giblets.
I'll hand them my giblets. The doctor is going to be working on my giblets before we even know
it. I believe we have shaken the boy up today, Buzz.
I think
Buzz.
So. Yeah,
I think
fun,
all this talk. Rob said to me during the break there, my spaghetti on the internet. That's all you're thinking about right now.
Well, what would you think about
it? I know. I think you're being very brave.
Here's something good.
What's that?
You know Tina?
Yeah, Tina, the lady from the internet.
Our new showbiz reporter is up at donandmikewebsite.com.
Yeah, if you'd like to see Tina, our new showbiz reporter, she's got a wonderful tribute to Britney Spears. And without further ado, let us get right to it.
Click on it and spank it.
donandmikewebsite.com to see Tina. And there's another thing where Tina sings, I think, a Backstreet Boys song.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
She's very, very talented. Are you ready to play?
Yes, let's do.
All right, we're going to play meal or no meal right now.
Play the game.
Let's welcome our very first contestant on the Don and Mike Show. This is, what is your name, sir?
Mike,
okay. It was written as my.
That's your name.
What is that in the background, Mike?
I'm just driving home.
Do you have your radio turned up?
No, I do not.
It's a very, very tough cell phone. Can you hold on a second?
I got you.
All right. Are you sure? I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Hang up on him.
That's just not going to work. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, are you ready to play meal or no meal?
I am ready.
You're familiar with the rules, of course?
Yes, I am.
You understand that that in the event that you get three in a row, you will win. What are they going to win?
They're going to be declared a winner.
Oh, you're going to be declared the winner of the game.
No, just a winner.
A winner.
Not the winner.
That takes three in a row, though, Kevin. That's quite a challenge. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Do we have any suspense music for when we play this?
We can have
suspense music. I'm working Rob to death today. I truly am.
He's running. You've got him running back and forth.
All right, Kevin, your choices are going to be Mike, Buzz, Joe, or Rob. And tell us who ate it. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, our very first item. Here we go.
This is serious.
A turkey sandwich on light Italian bread with light mayonnaise.
I would have to say that is Mike.
That is correct.
Bingo.
How about that?
That's one down. Congratulations. If you get
isn't that something?
If you get three in a row, Kevin, you will be declared a winner.
Yes.
We're not sure what that means. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here's your second item.
Who ate it?
A cheeseburger Big Bite. A cheeseburger
Big Bite from 7-Eleven?
I'd have to go with Joe.
Oh, I am terribly sorry. That is incorrect. Kevin, thanks so much for playing the game.
Good guess, though.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yes, he was crushed with disappointment there.
Now, as part of the rules of who
ate it?
Is that who ate it?
Meal or no meal?
You will not reveal who that cheeseburger Big Bite is. You want to talk about my balls?
Next contestant.
Our next contestant is Brian.
Good thing you don't smoke weed.
No, we do not reveal the answers.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That would cause great confusion. We're not going to do that. Brian, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
All right, you ready to play Who Ate It?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here is your next item. I'm going to shuffle the deck here. All right.
Effective.
And it can be drank, too. So a 16-ounce Sobe energy drink.
I'm going to have to go with Rob.
I am terribly sorry. That is incorrect.
I'm sorry.
You had a chance to get three in a row, but that did not work. Let's go right to our next contestant, another Mike. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
Another Baltimore contestant. Are you ready to play meal or no meal? Who ate it?
Sure thing.
All right, here we go. Hold on just a second. I'm going through them here.
Go into the big drum of Who Ate It contestants and pick one randomly.
Okay, hold on a second.
Spin the drum.
All right, here's a very unusual one. This is a good one. I like this.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go, Mike. A quarter cup of chocolate chips. A quarter cup of chocolate chips.
I'm going to go with Rob.
Oh,
I am so very, very sorry.
That is incorrect.
And perhaps at the end, we will actually reveal who ate what.
That's what we. That's how you play the game.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That's how you do it.
How's your mouth now?
My mouth is better.
Is it coming along?
Yes.
Just take your mind away from your balls.
I can't.
Very good.
Mike, I'll do it if you'll do it.
All right, let's go. Let's go to Woody.
Hey.
Woody, how are you?
And now I'm thinking about them again.
I'm well, gentlemen.
All right, let me shuffle the deck here. All right, I'm going to shuffle them up. All right, Woody, get three in a row, and you will be a winner.
Aren't you going to ask me where I'm calling from?
No, I don't feel like it.
Okay.
Are you calling from Sacramento, Woody?
No, I would never do that.
Where are you calling?
I would never even go there, I promise.
Where are you calling from?
I would say Baltimore, but everybody else is saying Baltimore, so I'll say Charm City.
Charm City, so this is three in a row from Baltimore.
Amazing.
Hey,
how about that, Cal?
I really would wish the Mayflower Vans would show up in my city again. I really do.
You talking about the Ravens?
Yeah, because, you know, they preempt your show, and I got to listen to Willis McGahee babble about, I don't know.
I know.
Fighting. I don't know.
It totally sucks, Woody, but, you know, now you have to enjoy the moment. You have to live in the now
That's
and enjoy
right.
meal or no meal.
Now.
All right.
Okay, let's do it.
Woody, three in a row, and you'll be a winner.
Oh, Christ, first time in my life.
All right, here's a nice, easy one for you.
What a sad guy.
He's, you know, he's up in Baltimore, and his team's losing. He's very depressed. You know how those Ravens are doing, right,
sure,
Buzz?
Not well.
What is their record right now?
Oh, it's bad. It's very, very bad.
Here's your next item, Woody.
Buzz McGahee.
Fire Coach Billy.com.
That's what I was going to say.
All right, here we go, Woody. A Tootsie Roll Pop.
Yeah.
Tootsie Roll Pop.
That's Joe.
Joe is incorrect. I am terribly sorry.
Oh, I would have guessed Joe.
A lot of people going for Joe Artinger. That is not the correct answer. I'm terribly sorry.
I'm a loser. Have a great day.
All right, you're a loser. Thank you, Woody.
You're a winner in our book.
That's what Woody wanted to hear, that was he was a loser. Tony.
Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
Tony, because Woody wanted me to ask everybody, I'll ask you, where are you calling from?
Ravens country.
No.
Wow. Kidding.
That's amazing. Yeah. Boy, Baltimore. We have four contestants in a row from Baltimore?
I believe so. It's our new record.
You know what? I think that's a good sign up there.
I think so.
All right. Are you ready, Tony?
I'm ready.
Mike, Rob, Joe, or Buzz, and all you have to do is guess who ate it. Here's the next item. One bowl of Frankenberries and milk. Whole milk.
Whole milk. Well, it's definitely not Mike with the whole milk. I'll say Rob.
Rob is correct.
That is correct.
Very good. We haven't had a correct answer in a while. You ready to go for two?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go, Tony. Let me shuffle these up a little bit.
Who ate it?
Who ate it? I like that better than meal or no meal.
Not me.
Well, meal or no meal doesn't make any sense when you really think about
it. Well, we can still call the game meal or no meal, and each time we propose the question, we can say who ate it.
I don't like that.
Everybody's
pleased. Why don't we just call it who ate it?
We could do that,
Sounds too British to me.
Well, that's the British version of it.
I understand.
I'm sorry, Tony. I digress. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm having a blast.
All right, here we go, Tony, for two in a row. And incidentally, with three in a row, you're a winner.
That's right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A Whopper Jr.
A Whopper Jr. I would say that'd be Buzz.
No. Oh. I am terribly sorry. That is incorrect.
Foolish contestant.
And as we go down the line of contestants here today, you know, it's looking more and more like if we get to the end and we get three in a row, the person will be a big winner.
That's very true.
Not just a winner, a big winner. Let's welcome Tiffany.
Hello?
Tiffany, how are things in Baltimore?
It's fine.
Tiffany, are you really a Tiffany?
Yes, sir.
Tiffany, how old are you?
I am 16 years old.
I'm not buying it.
We're not buying it, Tiffany.
I'm sorry, Tiffany. The judges have rejected your application. We are going to go immediately to Jolene. Jolene, are you there?
I am here. Yes, hi.
Now, you sound like a girl. You ready to play the game, Jolene?
I am a girl from Spokane, Washington.
You remember
Fantastic.
That song, Jolene?
Jolene, yes, a wonderful song.
Dolly Parton, right?
Yeah, delightful song.
Beautiful.
I have it in my collection.
I know you do.
What? All right, Jolene, three in a row, and you're a big winner. You ready to play the game?
You bet.
All right, let me shuffle them up. Here we go. Come on, winner. Here's an interesting one. Jolene, a scant cup of mixed dry roasted nuts. Yes, I thought it was funny, too.
What kind of cup?
A scant cup of mixed dry roasted nuts.
Mike.
I am terribly sorry. That is incorrect.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry. That's I really
horrible.
Wish you were. I really wanted you to be the big winner, Jolene.
Did
Didn't work out that way. Mike, you're next. Where are you calling from?
Rochester.
From Rochester, New York. Are you ready to play the game?
Absolutely.
All right, we're looking to get three in a row here. We're having a tough time with it. Let's see what happens.
You could be the big winner.
Surprisingly difficult.
All right.
Can't wait.
Who it is?
All right, now this says here two. I think this means two, not one. Two one-third pound Costco pre-cooked chicken mozzarella sun-dried tomato burgers, each with a slice of American cheese and Texas Pete hot sauce on crushed wheat bread.
Gee, that's easy.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Buzz.
No!
Not so easy.
I am terribly sorry. That is incorrect.
Wow.
Try to think about that a little bit more next time you play the game, Who Ate It? Let's go to Howard. Howard, where are you from?
Never seen Buzz eat two of anything.
Howard, where are you from?
Well, there was that one time.
Hello, Howard, are you there? Did I kill the phones here? Let's see what happens.
There.
Let's go to Josh. Josh?
Yes.
Hi, Josh, where are you calling from?
Gainesville, Virginia.
Josh from Gainesville, three in a row. You'll be a big winner. Let's go. Here we go.
I'm pumped.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
One Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Is Johnny Ringo my Huckleberry?
I am terribly sorry.
Wow.
It is not Johnny Ringo.
So sorry.
See, this is more difficult than people anticipated.
When you designed this game, you didn't think it would be this hard.
No, I thought
it would
be much easier. But, you know, everybody's got to really think. Think about lifestyles. Think about everything that we talk about on the show.
Think about appetite.
Let's go to Steve. Steve, where are you from?
Toothless Fairfax,
Virginia. Here you go. Three in a row, and you're the big winner. And actually, we're going to get down to the well. If I get two in a row, I might crown that person the winner.
But not the big winner.
Not the big winner. You can't be a big winner with two in a row.
I agree.
It's impossible.
Who ate it?
Here we go, Steve. A two-egg omelet with mozzarella cheese and two hot dogs.
I'm going to say that was Don.
Don is not involved in the game because he's coming back tomorrow.
Can he take a second guess
or
not?
Terribly sorry. Should we give him a pass on that one?
What do you think?
I think not. I'm
no,
sorry.
Not.
We have to be tough on this game. Hello,
yeah.
Jerry.
Learn to listen.
Gentlemen.
Jerry, I don't care where you're from. We have to get moving with the game. Are you ready?
Outstanding. Let's go.
Who ate it is the game. Get three in a row, you'll be a big winner. Get two in a row, you'll be a winner.
Woohoo, that's me.
All right. Ham and turkey on white with provolone cheese, chips, and two 12-ounce Sprites.
Ooh, that would have to be Buzz.
No! I am terribly sorry. That is incorrect.
Wow.
Here's the gag. The secret is I've not eaten anything in the last 24 hours. No, I'm kidding.
Buzz, you're really right in here.
My stuff is in there.
Let's get right to Deborah. Deborah, you ready to play the game?
Yes, I am.
All right.
All right.
Rapidly running out of time on Meal or No Meal, or otherwise the British version. Who ate that?
Good luck.
Are you ready, Deborah?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. A 16-ounce protein shake with whey powder and skim milk and a banana.
Whey?
Rob.
No. Well, are you what?
Are you high?
Yeah, well, now just a second. Deborah. Deborah.
I heard him say the other day that he drinks protein shakes.
What? No, Rob has never consumed anything healthful in his entire life.
Energy drinks. She got
energy
confused.
Energy drinks. Yeah,
Rob, do you drink energy drinks?
Doesn't it look like I don't?
He doesn't drink energy. No, wrong. Let's go to Tom. Tom, where are you calling from?
Lodi, California.
All right, from Lodi, Tom. Here we go. A turkey and Swiss sandwich with mustard on a 6-inch whole wheat roll.
Buzz.
Buzz is correct.
Finally.
Wow. Now, listen, I got news for you. Tom, if you get two in a row, you will be the big winner.
Wow, you've changed the rules.
I've changed the rules. It's my prerogative to do that. I can do that. Tom, we're going to go for two in a row. Are you ready?
Outstanding, Mike.
Good luck on doubling your winningness.
And thanks for playing Meal or No Meal. Here we go. Another, and this is a second person.
Okay.
A Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
That sounds like Mike.
Tom, are you ready? Get the meat tray out, Rob.
I got it.
That's right, Tom. Congratulations. You are correct. I did have a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup last night. I should tell everyone that they were within my points. That is a 2-point candy.
Excellent.
And I stayed within my points, and that means that, Tom, you are the big, big winner. Tom?
Fantastic.
He's speechless.
Oh, Tom, come on now. Nobody wants. Can't we get a little more enthusiasm?
Well, I'm driving in Bay Area traffic, Mike. It's pretty hard to get excited.
That's okay, Tom. No problem at all. Johnny, tell him what he's won.
I'm not giving him anything.
Yeah, Tom, you don't win anything. You're just the big winner.
Outstanding.
Thanks so much, and thanks for playing Meal or No Meal.
Good job.
But you know what, ass?
What?
If you had given us just a little more, we would have given you $100.
Mm-hmm.
But you
keep it, Rob. You need more than I do.
All right. Well, that's no problem at all. We'll put you on hold, Tom, and we'll play one bonus round of Meal or No Meal. If anyone gets this one in a row,
right?
They will win one in a row.
One in a row.
One
consecutive.
How much are we going to give them?
We'll give them $100.
$100 because Tom was such a stain.
Sure, we will.
Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, did you hear that offer?
Yes, I did, sir.
If you get one right, you will win $100.
Let's go.
And really, I think that this individual hasn't had one correct food pick yet. Has anybody picked? I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
Here we go. Two chicken thighs, shake and bake style, homemade healthy mix. One helping of mashed potatoes with fake butter. One helping of mixed vegetables. And 12 ounces of skim milk for $100.
Joe?
I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, and the money goes back into the hopper.
Pixie.
And we're going to go to Ryan right now. We'll see if Ryan can win the $100.
We don't have to give away any money.
I like to give away money.
I know.
People like it.
All right. Here we go. Are you on the air, Ryan?
Yeah.
All right. One 20-ounce Fanta grape soda for $100.
Oh.
Now, hold on a second. What did you say?
Rob A.
Rob A is the correct answer.
The correct
congratulations,
answer.
Ryan. $100 for you.
I would have guessed all Joe.
Right. All right. Let me give everybody's thanks a lot. Hold on. We'll get that $100 to you.
First thing, before you list them all, you said two different people each ate one Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. You said you had one of them. Could you reveal the other Peanut Butter Cup eater?
All right. I ate one, and I think, Rob, were you on that list also?
There you go.
Yeah.
You guys split a package.
All right. We'll start with me.
No, we did not.
All right. This was on my list in 24
okay,
hours.
Here
all right.
We go.
One Weight Watchers caramel snack cake. A grilled cheese with ham, light sour cream and cheddar chips, a Tootsie Roll Pop, one fried egg with two egg whites and one yolk.
Mm-hmm.
Try that in your kitchen sometime.
That's tricky.
A turkey sandwich on light Italian bread with light mayo and a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. That's mm-hmm. during the 24-hour period.
Excellent. Wow.
And now we go to Buzz. Mm-hmm. Buzz had the most eclectic and also the most healthy diet, I think. The two chicken thighs with a – is that your homemade shake and bake?
Yes, that's right.
You also had one helping of mashed potatoes with fake butter, one helping of mixed vegetables, 12 ounces of skim milk.
That was dinner.
Six whole wheat crackers. 1/4 cup of chocolate chips. That's the one that was the most interesting.
My evening snack. Chocolate's actually good for you. Flavonoids.
All right. 16-ounce protein shake with whey powder. That was Buzz.
Right.
For lunch, Buzz had 3/4 skillet casserole with ground lamb.
Oh, man.
Pasta shells, onions, mushrooms, and garlic.
Tasty.
That does sound good.
It does.
And a turkey and Swiss sandwich for lunch with you had a big lunch.
I did. Well, I split it up into parts, but yes.
All right. Turkey and Swiss sandwich with mustard on a 6-inch whole wheat roll.
Uh-huh.
And for your afternoon snack, that was the scant cup
of mixed dry roasted nuts.
Make them myself.
And he's very specific here. He says mostly almonds with peanuts, pecans, and wasabi peas.
Mm. I love chicken thighs.
And through it all, Buzz says he drinks a bottomless Diet Pepsi.
That's good.
And now let's get Joe's on. Joe's was the briefest because he put as little time in as humanly possible. He had a Whopper Jr. with fries last night at 8 p.m. with a 16-ounce Sprite. At 10 a.m. today, he had a two-egg omelet with mozzarella, and that was the two hot dogs.
Yes, Joe?
That's all I ate.
Well, that's good. Congratulations. Anything else?
No, but you made it sound like I was slacking, like I couldn't remember what I ate.
I'm not trying to put you down, Joe. It was just you had the briefest menu.
Right.
Very good.
Because he ate the least.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Mike.
A pleasure. Always a pleasure doing business with you. Joe ate for today.
I had a Sprite.
Ham and turkey on white with provolone cheese, some chips, and 12-ounce Sprite. And now...
We don't need to go through this.
This would be Rob.
Let's go to break.
We will, Rob, as soon as I'm done.
Okay.
All right, after the show, for the ride home, Rob was the one, and he was the big winner with that guy.
Yeah.
A 20-ounce Fanta grape soda. Good and good for you.
I've got this thing for grape soda now. I don't do caffeine because of my colon.
At 8 p.m. last night, three bottles of Beck's beer. And, Rob, I give you extra credit for throwing the booze in.
Thank you.
That was nice. At 10 p.m. 10 p.m. That's very late.
That's dinner time.
That is.
What time do you eat?
In Germany.
I eat when I get home, but about 7:30, quarter of 8.
You see, I think that's a mistake.
At 10 p.m.
You're all keyed up from the show. Don't you want to relax?
Rob had two third-pound Costco pre-cooked chicken mozzarella sun-dried tomato burgers. Does that mean they're made with tomatoes?
Yeah, they've got the sun-dried tomatoes. These things are great.
Healthy.
Each with a slice of American cheese.
Not healthy.
And Texas Pete hot sauce.
I put it on everything.
On crushed wheat bread.
That's all I had.
And that would be your fourth Bex. One more Bex beer after that.
Well, you can't eat. Well, what if it's dry?
At 10:30 p.m., you had one Reese's peanut butter cup.
A little dessert.
And this is, Rob, where people might have some concern, okay? After that, Rob enjoyed one sleeve of Oreo cookies. Would that be 20?
About 20. I don't know. You go to the Price Club, you get a box.
And 16 ounces of 2% milk.
They have the, they're like in sleeves. I guess.
How soon after you ate the sleeve of Oreo cookies did your head hit the pillow?
Well, I told you already that I fell asleep when I was fast-forwarding through the commercials in-house.
Very good.
My wife turned to me and she said, why are you still advancing?
But it doesn't matter as long as you eat a healthy breakfast. And
well,
at 8 a.m.
that's the biggest meal of the best meal of the day.
Rob had one bowl of Frankenberries and milk. And milk.
Right.
And he chased it with one strawberry Pop-Tart.
Well, the kids opened the Pop-Tarts.
What are you going to do?
I love you, man.
It was on the counter.
I do love you today. I really do. I want to thank you, Rob.
So there it was, and you had to eat it.
You're a very good man. At 1:30, Rob had a cheeseburger Big Bite.
My standard lunch.
From 7-Eleven and the aforementioned 20-ounce Fanta grape soda.
Fanta
oh, thank heaven.
Thanks to everybody that participated in Meal or No Meal or who ate it. And we're going to do something when we come back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.